would be this. Do you want a pilot? And if I was to say, what is a pilot, what's the first thing that would come into your mind? Well, you're wrong. Ships. Thank you, Rob. So we're thinking, did you know ships had pilots? They do. And I'll explain that as we go on. So anyway, welcome to this morning's service. It's an all-age service. And well, I see we've got all ages from about, oh, I don't know, who's the youngest one here? Anne is the youngest one. Young at heart. But anyway, this morning's service is, do you want a pilot? And we'll be thinking about the ship's pilot. Before we had all this modern technology, how did ships talk to one another? Josh, by using flags. And even though we have all the modern technology now, ships still use flags to talk to one another. And I've got four flags for you this morning that I want to share with you. And all the flags that ships use are on here. This is my Royal National Lifeboat Institute international code. And it's all the flags that ships use still today to talk to one another. And this is the first one I want to show you. Oh no, before we do that, we're going to have a Bible reading. But keep having a look at that. I'm going to grab my Bible. Just going to read some of the most famous verses in the Bible to you from John 3:16. And here we go, starting at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. And the most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16. And I was taught when I became a Christian to read that in a particular way. And I've got it marked in my Bible here. And I was told that I can put my name into that verse. And so can you. So in my Bible here, I've got it marked and I've put my name in. In my Bible here, it says, for God so loved Ray that he gave his one and only Son, that if Ray believes in him, Ray will not perish but have eternal life. So I'm going to read that again. And instead of saying my name, I'm going to pause. And you can put your name in it. For God so loved that he gave his one and only Son, so that if believes in him, will not perish, but have eternal life. So that's marked in my Bible. And that's how I read John 3:16. I put my own name in there because I know that Jesus loved me and died for me. Well, here's the first flag I want to share with you. This flag indicates I am carrying dangerous cargo. I am carrying dangerous cargo. And this is true of everyone. The Bible tells us that we are all carrying dangerous cargo. Actually, we were born with it. We are all born with dangerous cargo, and it's called in the Bible sin. King David wrote in one of his Psalms, in sin did my mother conceive me. And you don't need me to tell you that. Apart from the Bible telling it, you've only got to look all around at the evidence. Do you know you don't have to teach children to be naughty? It just happens. And my observation is this. The older we get, the worse our sin gets. And the sins get bigger. The Bible says this in Romans 6 and verse 23. The wages of sin is death. So what we've earned by our sin is separation from God forever. And you know, that's what the next video on there would have told about when Adam and Eve, they had all the wonder of the Garden of Eden and they threw it away. They rejected God's love for them. But that verse in Romans 6:23 goes on. It says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, you know what happened in the Garden of Eden. They had all the wonder of the garden, and it must have been magnificent. Can you even begin to imagine the wonderful colours and the fragrance and all the wonderful animals and the wonder of the Garden of Eden? And they only had one rule to keep. See that tree over there, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Don't eat of it. But they did. Just one rule. And it was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but they already knew what was good. Because God had given them every good thing they needed, and he wouldn't have withheld any good thing from them. So the only thing they could gain from eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was evil. And that's what they chose. And ever since then, we've all been the same as Adam and Eve. We've all chosen to sin, to be naughty. But God loves us, and he's given us another opportunity to choose life rather than death. And we come on to that in a minute with our next flag. In fact, we're going to do it now. The next flag is this. Do you know, ships need a pilot. I'm sure you've all been down Southend Seafront and you've seen out in the River Thames there are ships just moored there waiting for something. And what they're waiting for is a pilot. Because where there are dangerous waterways in the world, and that's one of them, the Thames, then you need to have a pilot who knows the way to get you safely to port. And the ships that are moored out there, they're almost certainly waiting for the pilot to come on board. Has anybody here ever seen a pilot come on board a ship? Some of us have, yeah. I'll tell you where I've seen them. I've seen them in New York, where we go up the River Hudson, and I've seen the pilot come on board to steer us through safely to port. And at Southampton, when we've been coming back on a cruise, I've seen the pilot get on board to take us into Southampton. And the pilot is someone, when he comes aboard, he takes over. He steers the ship and navigates the ship safely to port. And we need to fly this flag to Jesus. I need a pilot. There's only one person that can take us safely through all the dangerous waters of life and get us safely to port and safely to heaven, and that's Jesus. How do I get to this life? Well, first of all, we have to do something that the Bible calls repentance. And repentance is really just saying to God, I'm sorry I've been going my own way. Now I want to go your way. There's a famous verse, Isaiah 53 verse 6 says this, all we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him, that's Jesus, the iniquity of us all. When Jesus went to Calvary's cross, He paid for all of your sin and all of my sin, so we don't have to be burdened with it anymore. We just need to come to Jesus and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. Will you come and be my pilot and take me safe all the way to heaven? That's called choosing life. So, just to recap, anybody know what this flag is? Joshua?
New Zealand.
Ah, close. Do you want to tell me?
Dangerous cargo.
Dangerous cargo. Well done, Joshua. I've carrying dangerous cargo. And the Bible says we are all carrying dangerous cargo. And the Bible calls it sin. And so then we need to fly this flag, which is?
I need a pilot.
Thank you. Well, question. You don't have to shout out. Have you got a pilot on board?
Yes.
Yes. I said you didn't have to shout out, but you did. Couldn't contain himself. I need a pilot. Well, let's look at our next flag. And it's this one. When we say, Lord Jesus, sorry about going my own way. I want to go your way. I need a pilot. And when Jesus comes to be our pilot, when we ask him into our life, then we run up this flag. And do you know, we're not going to sing it today, but we got that song, I have a flag flying high from the castle of my heart. Well, we have a flag flying high, if you like, from the ship of our heart, when Jesus comes into our life to be our pilot. When Jesus comes into our life to be our pilot, things start to change. Remember, he wants you to be full of God's life. The Bible calls it abundant life. You can read that in John 10:10. And the Bible says that when Jesus comes into our life, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. If you place your whole life into Jesus' hands, you will begin to have a whole new lifestyle. And people will notice the difference. Has that been your experience? Has Jesus come into your life? Has he started to change you? Are people noticing the difference? I think I went a bit overboard when I came to Jesus. I went a little bit, well, I don't know. Can you go overboard? I don't know. But I started telling everybody. And my mum and dad got a bit worried about me. I think they thought I got a bit strange. But I hadn't. I just discovered Jesus. And that was 55 or 56 years ago now, when I was 18, nearly 57 years ago. And it's the best decision I've ever made. And do you know what? Jesus is still changing me, because he needs to. And he wants us to become more and more like him. So, have you got a pilot on board? Have you got Jesus on board? Are you flying this flag from your ship's mast? I hope you are. Have you got Jesus as your pilot? So, let's put that one up there. But does Jesus really live and reign in me? I trust he does. I know he does. And I pray that's your experience too. So, coming on to our next flag, this is a warning. You are running into danger. You are running into danger. There will be a day when each one of us has to stand before God. That's not me saying that, that's what the Bible says. There will be a day when each one of us has to stand before God and give him an account of our life. And I think I've said it before up here. The first thing God's going to look for is this. Is Jesus in your life? What will you be able to say to God if you have spent all your life not caring that Jesus died for you? It's quite a thought, isn't it? When we stand before God on the judgment day, and God's going to say, well, what did you do with my son Jesus? He loved you. He died for you. What have you done with Jesus? The Bible says this. It's in Hebrews. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? So if you're still sailing your life without Jesus, there's going to come a day when life ends and we're going to stand before God. And then we've got to give an account of why we have or haven't believed in Jesus. Why wouldn't we want to believe in Jesus? He's just the most wonderful saviour we could ever imagine. Somebody who loves you so much, who loves me so much, that they went to Calvary's cross so that we could spend eternity with him in heaven forever. If you haven't already done so, can I really, really encourage you to make sure you've chosen Jesus and chosen life before you leave this morning? And if you want to do that, or if you want to talk about anything else, then you can just, after the service, just pop down the front. I have to go to the back to the door to say goodbye to people. I'll be very happy to chat to you, as with others in the church. And can I just say, to any of the deacons, or if somebody's sitting down here at the front because they want to chat to somebody, perhaps to receive Jesus, come and have a chat to them. Or if you just want prayer, you can come and sit down at the front here and somebody will come and they'll pray with you. Okay. So if you want to choose life before you leave this morning, don't go without speaking to somebody. And if you need prayer, just come and pop yourself down the front here and somebody will come and pray with you. Well, as is the custom on these family services, we finish a bit early, and that gives us an opportunity to chat. So don't go shooting off, because on most services you'll be here at 12 o'clock. So that gives you 15 minutes to stay and chat and talk about what it means to have Jesus as your pilot. And if anybody needs prayer, come and sit down the front here. Well, we're going to close now with a particular favourite of mine. We sang it last time, I think I did a family service, an all-age service, and I'm not sure many of you knew it, so but you do now. So we're going to sing number 286, Who Took Fish and Bread? Okay, so where are you? Are you still carrying your dangerous cargo? Or have you got Jesus as your pilot? Let's pray. Father, thank you that you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to come and die on Calvary's cross so that he could take all our sin. And we no longer need to go our own way, we can now go your way. And we can ask Jesus to come and be our pilot and take away all that dangerous cargo. And Lord, we can know that one day we will come and live with you forever in heaven. And we thank you for that. And we pray, Lord, that not one person will leave this church this morning without knowing that they have Jesus as their pilot. For we ask it, Father, in his name. Amen.